Sure. So, I feel like I had experiences kind of across the gamut, some very negative, some very positive, actually. And I think from the positive standpoint, I actually gained some new discipline and flexibility, certainly with working various jobs. And it actually opened up some doors to me to do some different things that I may not have had the opportunity to do prior. I've always been a bit of a rules person, so I believe certainly in honoring rules, certainly when it comes to establishments. So when everything kind of started about the mask, to wear them, not to wear them, early on in the pandemic, I had done a cross-country trip, and it was extremely interesting to see in different states. So I drove from New Hampshire to Colorado. I was having a van custom built, and to see just stopping for gas at a convenience store in, Indiana versus Nebraska, starkly different experiences. And some places people were still flying fast and loose, not a mask in sight, and others were, were much more diligent about it. So, it was an interesting, and again, this was relatively early on, so it was interesting to see people figuring it out. But it was clearly, seemingly to me, very politically charged more than anything else, and I'm sure that's not a new comment. But so I tried to abide where I could, and it certainly there were times where I think, like anything in life, you've got inconveniences, but you have to think about the greater good. And so I tried to always keep that in mind. But then I think you had the people that just went a little, in my opinion, a little off the deep end in either direction. And I feel like some friendships I had really became strained because of it. So for example, I'm a traveler and adventurer, and I continue to travel and live my life through the whole thing. I definitely never had the intention to be cavalier about it, but I wasn't going to stop living my life. I'm in my mid-50s and I've got a lot of life to live, and I didn't know how long this would go on, so I'm not going to stop living. But I was very diligent about wearing my mask on the plane, traveling safely. Most of the places I chose to travel to were usually camping or mountain biking, so you were talking about very little population in general. But I caught a lot of shame for travel, and I caught a lot of, I won't say friendships ended, but I've had friendships now that are in a very different place because of their judgment of me. Whereas, on the same token, I a lot of my friends and met a lot of people, and obviously for all of us, I think it was a topic of conversation. You couldn't have a meal or a drink or a phone call or anything without some discussion about COVID. But yeah, I mean, I think to sum it up, I think I saw my experience really went across the board. But at the end of the day, all I ever saw, me personally, was inconvenience, where some people acted like missing a vacation or, missing something out of everyday life was this grave tragedy. And there was a lot more worse things in life could have happened than, work from home and wear a mask when you're out. So I hope we all learn something about this as we go forward. And if something like this were to happen again, I think there is a lot to learn, on both sides. So I think that would sort of sum up my experience.